This year began with an insurrection. It's been 358 days since then, and we're still dealing with the repercussions for that day. It's been 343 days since Joe Biden and Kamala Harris were sworn in, and they've backed out or have blatantly broken almost every single promise they made during their campaign. Democrats currently hold the entire legislative and executive branch, yet they still find a way to blame Republicans for bills like Build Back Better not passing. Republicans are still making baseless claims that this election was quote-unquote stolen. Three different versions of COVID-19, three different vaccines, and 2 years later, we're still dealing with this pandemic. This episode, we're holding both Democrats and Republicans accountable for the degradation of this country that we call oh so great. This episode of Jerry's the Unofficial Therapist is not for those without an open mind. From the title, you already know that this topic is something that many of you will not be able to listen to and understand the severity of. This episode covers the very controversial topic of this year in politics. Opinions stated in this episode are those of solely Jerry's and not of any podcasting platform. Viewer discretion is advised. Republicans are the loud and obnoxious public problem with America. They're the ones who are open about their disrespect not only for this country, but for its people and its legal processes. I mean, just listen to the way Republicans talk about the 2020 election.
This is a fraud on the American public. This is an embarrassment to our country. We were getting ready to win this election. Frankly, we did win this election. We did win this election. So our goal now is to ensure the integrity for the good of this nation. This is a very big moment. This is a major fraud in our nation. We want the law to be used in a proper manner. So we'll be going to the U.S. Supreme Court. We want all voting to stop. We don't want them to find any ballots at 4 o'clock in the morning and add them to the list, okay? It's a very sad moment. To me, this is a very sad moment, and we will win this, and we, as far as I'm concerned, we already have won it.
Donald Trump and the New School Republicans from the beginning of this election season began to sow doubt into the same voting systems that elected them. Things that they bashed Democrats and liberals for in 2016, they began to do themselves, blaming foreign interference for the loss of their party's election. Now, on the other hand, you have Democrats. Democrats are the pretty private problem with America. They lie to our faces about why they can't do what they promised the people they would do. Take, for example, the recent interview Kamala Harris had on Charlemagne the God's show, The God Honest Truth.
At what point do we, like, you know, stop being politicians and just be real with the American people, Madam Vice President? Because we know Joe Manchin is ruining this country. The stuff he's holding up progress on are hurting people. They're hurting black people in particular. If Democrats allow Joe Manchin to continue to do this, how do you convince black people to come out and continue to vote for y'all? He's holding up progress. We know this.
Hey, Charlamagne, here's the thing, though. Mm-hmm. I think it's a mistake to try and think about this only through the lens of Democrats versus Democrats, when the fact is Republicans are consistently and unanimously standing in the way of progress.
Very true.
It is my recollection that not one voted for the American Rescue Plan. It is my knowledge that we couldn't get them to even agree, not one, to debate on what we were trying, except maybe Lisa Murkowski at some different points, to debate what we need to do on voting. Couldn't get, because of Republican opposition, the George Floyd Justice and Policing Act to get up for a vote, something I helped write with Cory Booker. So let's put the emphasis where it really needs to be, which is how is it that today, in this year of our Lord, 2021 in America, that on some basic issues like upholding our democracy, we can't get bipartisan support?
No, let's call it what it really is. The old school Democrats and the new school Republicans are putting the American people at the bottom of their priorities in order to get their political agendas across. Old school Democrats like Nancy Pelosi and Joe Manchin, who refuse to even work with Republican opposition on bipartisan issues, are the problem with the Senate and the House. New School Republicans like Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene saying around here Trump is king are the problem. New School Republicans aren't the same as conservatives or old school Republicans. New School Republicans embody anti-tax, anti-bureaucracy, pro-religion, pro-guns, pro-Donald Trump. But their passions boil into something far more dangerous than that. Conspiracy-driven extremism. The kind of rhetoric that leads to things like the deadly January 6th attack on the United States Capitol by New School Republicans and Trump supporters. The only safeguard Americans have in 2021 going into 2022 are the old school Republicans like Liz Cheney and Mitt Romney and the new school Democrats like Ayanna Pressley and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. The things these two groups of politicians have in common are that they are true to their values. Representative Liz Cheney lost her position as one of the most powerful Republicans in Congress by voting to impeach former President Donald Trump. Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez spoke out against Senate Democrats who were blocking progressive legislation. We need to stop blaming the entire opposing parties and start blaming those that we promised to hold accountable. This is a fight against party voters who'd rather stick with their party than compromise their political purity.